This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Most people have a view of heaven that's just an extension of the good stuff here on earth. Listen to that again. Most people's opinion of heaven or view of heaven is you take the good stuff on this earth and you kind of extend that in terms of eternity, and that's what heaven is. I've heard people over the years who've lost a dog, not making fun of anybody's grief over the loss of a dog. I know it's profound. But I've heard people say, well, we can picture our dog up in heaven chasing squirrels. You know what I thought about? What about the squirrels? I'm serious. That's why I always thought about that when people told me that. I can just picture the squirrels saying, on earth, all we did was run from dogs. We're in heaven for all eternity, and all we do is run from dogs. What's up with this? Who allowed this to happen? Your view of heaven probably comes about through the good things on earth. We extend them. Another case in point. More than once, I've had funeral directors tell me, I'm not trying to be morbid here, where a widow has said, I want my husband to be buried with a golf club, either in his hand or in the casket with him, as if heaven's going to be the most beautiful 36 holes you've ever seen in terms of greens. The other one, and many of you have told this before, but I remember driving down a two-lane road in southern Ohio. I was listening to this country preacher, somebody that sounded like J. Vernon McGee, even though I don't think it was him, but a voice like that, someone up in years saying he pictured heaven as this giant celestial campground. I lost control of the car because I hate camping. So to me, somebody's extension of what heaven is punishment to me. And so the expert on heaven is not me. It's not you. It's not somebody who said, I've had a vision of heaven. The ultimate expert about heaven is Jesus himself. I'll go with what he says about heaven. So on this Easter Sunday, 2016, we're just going to look at a few verses from the 20th chapter of Luke, where Jesus talks about people he calls children of the resurrection. You know who that is?
You.
Me. If you've acknowledged Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life and you've accepted everything that he did on the cross, and you've applied that into your life, into your belief system, into who you are as a person, you're a child of the resurrection, not a child of death. There are plenty of people in our world who are children of death. They live in a world of death, and they die in a world of death, and they go to a world of death. But as Christians, we're children of the resurrection. It goes like this, Luke 20, verse 27. Some of the Sadducees, a religious sect in the Jewish community, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married a woman and died childless, the second and then the third married her, and in the same way the seven died, leaving no children. Finally, the woman died too. You would too after seven husbands. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her? Jesus replied, the people of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of taking part in that age and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage. And they can no longer die. They can no longer die. Why? They are God's children since they are children of the resurrection.
We'll continue tomorrow with the completion of the text from this message on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.